Hello and hello to all my imaginary friends. Oh, and my visible ones too. What the heck? That might be listening here. This is Stories and Stuff here in Minneapolis, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. And that's interesting how Easter comes on different dates, but Halloween and Christmas usually come on the same date every year. But you know, there was one year when Christmas came in April, and Halloween came in May, actually, at least for Corey and his friends. That was back in 1992, actually. And I had this friend named Jason. He was 4, and he met one of his best friends named Corey while they were both in the hospital. They were sick, and doctors didn't know how long they would live and everything. And Corey, 6 years old, he actually had a chance to have a beard. You know, the first time in his whole life he had ever had a beard, and he was 6. Well, how it started is people were around and asking him what his big wish would be. Would he like to fly somewhere and meet a movie star or a football player, or what would he really like, something special? He said, well, I want to be Santa Claus. Be Santa Claus. Yep. And go to the daycare center, you know, and where I don't get to come much anymore, and bring the presents and be Santa Claus. And so they had to contact the North Pole, and they got permission from the regular Santa Claus up there. And he said, well, this was a time of rest, so why not, you know, Corey could be Santa Claus now, because the regular worldwide Santa Claus had to rest for a while to get ready for the worldwide Christmas, and Corey could be Santa Claus at that daycare center, and he had permission. So somehow, a Santa Claus suit, it might have come from the North Pole. It was Corey's size, very well made, the real, you know, real Santa Claus suit. It was, like I said, the very, very first time Corey had ever had a beard. And also, somehow lots and lots and lots of toys came to be. They may have came from the supply at the North Pole or somewhere. I'm not real sure, but it took parents with several cars loaded with things, and every kid got several toys, actually, because it was going to be just one, and then people would bring some more, and it just sort of, I don't know, some things just get out of hand, you know. I guess the North Pole has so many toys or something, but anyway, there was Jason came. He wasn't feeling very good, but he was able to kind of stay a little while, and he came and kind of helped Corey out. A lot of people helped Corey be Santa Claus, and he was wearing jingle bells, and they sung jingle bells and everything to kids. And it was Corey's Christmas in April, and he got to, oh, you should have heard the racket. I've heard some of the video of this thing. They were, I mean, they don't just open gifts nicely, you know, or mannerly or anything. It was ripping of papers and throwing boxes aside to get at the dolls and trucks and all sorts of things, blocks and horns and drums. And you know what? When kids are beating drums and blowing horns at the same time, going room, room with trucks on the floor, and they're still ripping open boxes because there's more presents, can you imagine? That kind of makes a noise, you know, like loud. Anyway, Corey said that was one of his happiest days in his whole life, being Santa Claus. And he asked also when Halloween was coming, and his mother thought, you know what, I don't know, maybe he won't live till the actual Halloween in October. She said, you know, I think Halloween is coming in a few days. What would you like to be? And by then it was almost May, and Corey said, oh, I'd like to be a pirate. And his mom said, can I be a pirate too? Sure. So somehow she arranged in the neighborhood, and so I think she bought some of the candy to have it ready, and people had a lot of candy and stuff at their houses, and they all went trick-or-treating, Corey and his mom. Corey had a cutlass, and his mother had some kind of great big old foam rubber sword that she had with feathers on it, a feather sword, and they went out to be pirates, and they were singing pirate songs through the neighborhood and banging on doors and telling people if they didn't give a treat, they'd have to walk the plank, and it was pretty dangerous, you know. especially then with those cutlasses and that big sword and everything. It was huge. And they got tons of stuff, cupcakes and little gingerbread. One of the mothers had even made gingerbread pirates, and to so Corey could devour pirates. And his mother, they all got names. I think his mother was something Beard. I forgot. A pirate just had to have Beard, and Corey was Arundel. He said Arundel sounds good for a pirate. And his mother, I think, was Thunderbeard, and Corey was Arundel. So, and she said, what? We have a midnight pirate surprise, too, after we trick-or-treat. Corey said, what is it? Well, if I tell you, it wouldn't be a surprise. Well, they were around eating cupcakes and all this stuff more than any people should be eating. And but they kept on eating anyway. And I think there was even little hot dogs on sticks, of corn dogs, and all kinds of stuff. And after the trick-or-treating, half the fun is eating and bragging about it. But then the alarm went off. It was almost midnight, ready for the pirate surprise. That's the year Halloween came in May in St. Petersburg. They got in their pirate mobile and drove and stopped at a TV store. And Corey said, are we buying a TV? No, it's still a surprise. And Thunderbeard and Arundel, also known as Corey's mother and Corey, got out of the car and crept. You have to creep, when you're a pirate. Or either swagger and yell. And so they did both. And they got up near the window of this appliance store. And all of a sudden, Thunderbeard opened her pirate bag and pulled it out, gave it to Corey, a remote control for a TV. And Corey pointed it at the window and held it up there and pushed it. And would you believe, TVs turned on right through the glass. Corey was so surprised, he was jumping up and down. And some of them wouldn't turn on, and some of them did, and they never could get them all on the same channel. Even Thunderbeard pulled out hers, too. And she was in one place, and Corey was in another along the window turning on TVs and turning them up and down and changing channels and just being a pirate. And right while the store was closed, too. I never knew you could do that through the window, but they both said it works right through glass. I had no idea a remote control would do that, but I learned it back then from two pirates. Well, finally, after they had played and found out how loud some of the TVs would go, they turned it all the way up, I think. They said, Thunderbeard said, let's hightail it out of here. And what does that mean? That means let's run. Let's get out of here. Let's blow this ship. So they all, Thunderbeard scooped up Arundel and they ran off towards the escape vehicle, the pirate mobile. Blew the horn once, and or maybe twice, or maybe three times, I don't know, and got out of there, hightailed it, and went to an all-night donut shop. And got to eat a couple blueberry Bismarcks, because I had talked about them with Corey, and he didn't know what one was. And he ate it without even spilling any of the blueberry stuff out. Because when I was 4 years old, well, Corey was six by then, but when I was four, I ate my first Bismarck, and I didn't know there was a little hole in it that you were supposed to kind of face up as you were eating, and I had it upside down, and it was donut stuff all over me. But Corey didn't spill a drop, and neither did his mother. But they did brag about their pirate escapades, and Corey's mother said that everybody should have a chance in life to be a pirate, one time at least. And Corey talked about that night, and he talked about that time where he was Santa Claus and Christmas came at that daycare center. He talked about it just for about the rest of his life. Corey died on Monday, September 21st of 1992, and Jason lived till March of the next year. I used to kind of wonder who would die first. And they both told me, they were going to Playland, and they said there was a swing that would hold 50 kids. And maybe it would be a long time before I got there, but they said they'd make sure that there was a place on there saved for me so I could swing with them whenever I wanted. That's a big swing to hold 50 kids. But, you know, there's a place saved for me up there just waiting at Playland. I hope it's a long time, but I know when I get there, I'll swing high. Well, take some time to play and take care of each other. Stay strong. And, maybe it's time to get out that hammock so your hammock won't be lonely. Yeah, if I had a hammock, I'd be swinging in the morning. I'd be swinging in the evening all over my yard. Yeah, that'd be fun to make up a hammock song. I'll have to do that one of these days. Next week, there'll be another story. See you then. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.